This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Yes, please.
Aren't they going to be in town in the not-too-distant future?
I believe it is Saturday night.
Let me look that up.
I will say this. I have not really broached the subject with Majani. I have it on the calendar at home. It is circled. It says Air Supply 2KC with multiple exclamation points. And I know he looks at the calendar. Mm-hmm. But there hasn't been a conversation like, so...
May 17th.
What's up with Air Supply? Like, so it just hasn't come up.
Not this Saturday. Not this Saturday.
It's next Saturday.
A week from Saturday. Okay.
You know why that is.
Why is that,
because
Sam?
Because he is begging...
that you forget.
...that you do not ask him to go. And if he brings it up, that just opens up the opportunity for you to say, yeah, you want to go?
I'm so glad you asked about that.
He's assuming you're asking a girlfriend.
Yeah, maybe.
Can I ask you, let's say you and I were dating.
It's so good.
And we're not.
The show. Okay.
No. Let's say you and I were dating.
Okay.
And we're not.
Okay. No, God, no. I mean, not God, no, in that way, but every time we say this, then someone out there goes, why are they? Pick another scenario.
I'm picking one that would work with the example I'm about to give.
Okay, go ahead. Proceed with caution.
But you don't have to, never.
But you, God, no.
That's not what I'm saying.
You don't have to say that pain on your face.
It causes problems around town. That's all I'm saying.
You and I are not dating.
Okay.
But let's say we were dating.
Okay.
And can you, thank you.
Yes, for argument's sake, we will go there.
Okay. Instead of, God, no. Look like you were about to throw up.
That's not what I meant. We joked about it once. We still have not recovered, and it's been 2 years.
Let's say you and I were dating.
Okay.
And Iron Maiden was coming to town. I would not force you to go to Iron Maiden.
It'd be a non-starter.
You would not go.
No, I would not.
Let's say Megadeth was coming to town.
Also a non-starter.
Megadeth, the offshoot of Metallica. You would not go to that, correct? Slayer was coming to town, and I wanted to go see Slayer.
Have you ever heard a freight train slam on its brakes and your ear is right next to the track?
Correct.
That's what those bands sound like.
So why would you force him to go to Air Supply? You have girlfriends. Why not ask?
No, I wouldn't force him, but he would go. I know he would go.
He would go, and he would suffer.
No. Don't suffer in silence.
Ask him right now. Text him.
No. Don't do that to him.
On a scale of one to ten.
You ask him.
Maybe he's just waiting on you to bring it up.
Yeah. Hey, babe.
And you're waiting on him to inquire.
I thought we'd make a little love out of nothing at all. Making love out of nothing at all.
Best to be right up front.
I'm telling you, it is best to be up front.
To deserve this abuse.
It's so good. It is. I'm telling you guys, I've seen them now live three times.
Nice guy.
It is a really good show. All right.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's not a really good show. It's two old men. One is tatted up like he's in a biker gang.
And you can't even tell what the tats are anymore.
That's it. You're going. Because Scott.
I'm not going.
Yes, you are. Let me tell you why.
You are
going to come out of that show and be like, okay, I can't believe how good that was. I didn't know it would be that good. And wow, it's good.
walking away doing air guitar.
Yes.
There is no guitar in an Air Supply song.
Yes, there is.
Song.
Their guitarist is really, really good. How do you think they make all the stadiums rock
they
if there's
don't.
No guitar? Please.
I just wrote him. I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how badly do you want to see Air Supply? I'm waiting. And I'll wait with patience.
All right. While you wait.
Can I talk about how much I hate the month of May for a minute?
I wasn't going to quote you during the break because there were words that came out of your mouth that we can't say on the radio, but you are a little grumpy.
No.
May, I think you were a little grumpy on the phone, which is why I tried to interject humor into the conversation because I don't like things to be awkward.
And I'll call her back.
I know. Scott called his daughter during the break and just started spewing, and he's right. May, for a lot of parents, is a lot.
It's too much.
It's a lot.
So I don't keep a day planner, and that's my fault, and I need to be better about that. I get it. But my daughter, Maya, is, and I don't know why college kids have to move every year to a new apartment. Why can't they just stay in the same apartment? Maya's moving in Warrensburg this weekend. She's already started moving to her new apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it slipped my mind the other day that she had asked me, probably in that 30-minute window after the show when I need to decompress, hey, Dad, can you help me move?
You're like, yeah, whatever.
This weekend?
We'll
I'm
talk
like,
later.
Yeah, sure. Just remind me as the weekend gets closer. Well, my niece, Lydia, is moving from Lawrence to a rental house that she and her boyfriend just got in Prairie Village on Saturday.
Oh, gosh.
And I had told my brother, you know,
I'm sure happy to help.
My knees are shot. My back is bad. But I used to be a professional mover.
Mm-hmm, I'll do it.
And that's how my brother and I made money when we were in college.
Last good at telling people how to do it.
I have two ears and I can't hear two voices at the same time. Sam, go first.
I just said last millennia.
Yeah, it was last millennia. But I told my brother, I can't move a couch. I can't move, you know, a chest of drawers, but I can move boxes and stuff like that. And I'd be happy to help. Well, then Maya reminded me that she needs help on Saturday. And then we've got God knows how many freaking graduation parties coming up.
It's a lot. I had three last weekend. I have one coming up this weekend. May is just traditionally a lot. And if I may.
And we got Mother's Day on Sunday.
Yeah, Mother's Day is on Sunday. And your mother lives in town. So you, and of course, want
to
see her.
We're going to brunch.
You will do a brunch with her. It's just, you're going to end up needing a vacation from your weekend. Might I suggest to you.
I actually thought going into this weekend, other than Mother's Day brunch, I didn't have anything to do.
Right.
Well, guess what? My weekend is shot.
The day planner that has large squares on it that you put on your desk at home is a great idea because then you know, like Air Supplies next weekend because you see it.
Yeah.
That's
then
number one.
You can
one.
Write really big and yep. be able to read it without your glasses.
Correct. Number two.
I hate you.
At our age, Scott, I am being so absolutely serious. If my niece, or dare I say one of my children, said, hey, I'm moving into a rental in PV, I would say, I am so happy for you. It's going to be a gorgeous day for your 23-year-old bodies
mm-hmm.
to spend all day moving. Because when you and I were growing up and we were in our 20s, nobody moved us.
I don't remember Colonel Mayo coming to Lawrence and moving me out of my apartment.
I don't think any of that ever happened.
No.
And so let me just suggest this. At our age, I would kick Lydia $100 and say, I love you.
Get a U-Haul.
Get a U-Haul or spread this out amongst your friends, however you want to do it. Maybe you've got four buddies who want to make $20. Moving is a young person's thing. Let me tell you what it's not. It is not I'm giving up my Saturday to do that thing. I'm long past that age.
What do I do with my daughter? Do I tell her no?
You kick her $100.
I have a truck.
What is
I
your
work
time?
Out every day.
What is your time worth, Scott? And it is more than that. I'm telling you, it is.
I like money, and I'm free on Saturday.
Seriously?
I would pay Sam $100 to move Lydia.
$100's not enough. We can negotiate.
You want to go to Warrensburg?
And I would kick Maya 50 and say, I love you. Find someone on campus to move your couch. You're welcome. I am a problem solver.
Well, but you're also going to drain my bank account.
I hate
here for
doing things like that.
I'm being serious. Let's negotiate right now.
Okay.
I don't want to do it on the air.
I want to know, what is the going rate to move somebody you don't know?
Well, you see, I don't want to do Maya. It, but I happen to have a truck and the ability to lift things and two perfectly good knees. and a free Saturday. So what are you offering?
I would say $350 for the day plus
$350
for that. You could just
how many stipends is it?
For no, food? Dan, for that you could just rent a U-Haul.
She's basically moved out. She needs help with a couch
and a chair.
Mm-hmm.
So Sam moves your niece. You kick Maya $50 and say have someone else move the couch. I'm telling you, that's what I would do. Your time is worth more than that when you get 2 days off. Don't you want to spend it with your mom or outside doing whatever
here's what I don't want to do.
Do on your walks in the woods?
No.
With your cat? Or what do you do in the woods? I don't even know. You go on lengthy walks. Are you a birder? I would rather do those things.
Maybe I am a birder.
I saw an oriole today and a bluebird, and the joy it brought me, I'm not even embarrassed to say it. It brought me joy. There, I said it.
See, your problem is you're not a walker. You don't go on long walks. Here's what I do.
I go on a walk every day for 4 hours.
I don't. This?
No.
Oh, you mean golfing?
Yes.
Oh. No,
that's walking.
Not. That's a ride. You walk the course.
How else would I see birds?
You take a golf cart and you know it.
I am in nature and it makes me happy,
but
and I get
walking.
Sun and it makes me bearable to be around.
You walk from the trail to where your ball is.
You know how much I love Maya. If Maya said to me, Dana, I love you so much. Will you come help me move? I would say, sweet Maya. Yeah. You are so lovely. I love you so much. I would do almost anything for you.
Yeah.
Except that here's $50. Go find someone in a college town to move that couch.
But in fairness, you know how much I love all four of your kids. Mm-hmm. If B called me today and said, hey, Scott,
I'd be furious.
Mom,
if they asked
Mom says you used to be a professional mover. Any chance you can help me move a kitchen table
and
a couch?
They guilt you into it.
And I would say, B, I love you.
Yeah.
Your mom and I are like a brother and a sister.
Ain't happening.
I'm going to send you $75 and 50 cents. And you're going to find a friend in Lawrence who is going to move you out of that house.
When we get back, a more serious graduation story. I want to talk to all your parents about it, because if you have a high school senior right now, or if you live in a neighborhood where there are seniors, they're all playing the assassins game right now. I don't like it. I worry for these kids' safety because people are crazy. We're going to talk about it coming back.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
Okay, so I don't want to be that parent. But I remember when my kids were graduating high school and were right in the thick of it. They all played the assassins game. And for those of you who are unfamiliar, it's water guns. Everyone draws a name. Or you just go out and try to squirt gun as many seniors as possible. And the last one left standing wins a not insignificant amount of money.
Now, there's a little John Wick to this where you're not allowed to assassinate.
At work, you're not supposed to.
At school.
Yeah.
I believe in the school parking lot.
Yeah.
Those are all Continental hotels.
Yeah, it cannot be on school grounds. It's effectively a bracket-style battle royale game of spraying your target with a water gun. And as you mentioned, there are rules as to where you can spray them. Sporting events, school grounds. I'm pretty sure at work is completely fair.
No, I don't believe that's true.
Unless they're clocked in.
Yeah, unless they're clocked in. Everyone puts in like $5 or $10 in a pot. And this is why the kids go to extraordinary lengths to keep hidden and not get water gunned. Everybody puts this money in a pot, and the last person standing gets like $1,000.
And we should point out, I believe it is never school
sanctioned, but all of the kids are doing it. So with every kid, I was like, just please don't. Please just walk outside and get squirt gun today so we can be done with this. And I'll give you $10. Please just stop. Because, you know, what could possibly go wrong? I don't know. We've had DoorDash drivers that are, you know, knocking on doors this week and getting shot because they don't know where to deliver the food. We have obviously the Ralph Jarl incident here. And I remember thinking when my kids were going through this, I don't want you in someone's backyard. I don't want you running in between yards at night because people are crazy and they see someone at night running in between yards in the back of the house. And I told you this, I had a neighbor once years ago that kids were playing hide and seek. They were 9, 8 years old, Scott, 7, you know, they were all the neighborhood kids. And one of these ding-a-lings came out later and said, well, I was locked and loaded. I didn't know what was going on out here.
Okay, simmer down.
They were catching lightning bugs and playing hide and go seek.
Yeah.
So just know, parents, this is going on this week. And we have a kiddo in Texas who was critically injured yesterday playing assassins. Police around the country are starting to warn parents, school districts about the dangers of the game. Here's the story out of Texas.
Is it the dangers of the game or the overreaction of adults who see
it? That.
Okay.
It's that. A 17-year-old Texas high school senior is hospitalized with critical injuries after he fell from the back of a Jeep while playing senior assassin. His name is Isaac Leal. He fell from the vehicle after, I think they were trying to squirt gun the driver and the driver was trying to get away and they were just playing. He jumped on the young girl's Jeep. It was parked. She goes to move. He can't get his footing, falls and strikes his head. Absolutely devastating. But if you go on to read, and this is NBC News that picked up this story, police across the country are warning parents about the dangers of this game where players try to, quote, assassinate their target, another student, by squirting them with a water gun. Last month, a police department in Oklahoma warned that water guns can be mistaken for real weapons, and hiding from your assassin has led to dangerous misunderstandings with not only police, but with residents.
Well,
trespassing and unsafe driving have been reported as part of the game.
Can I mildly disagree with this? I don't think there's a squirt gun on the planet that is not fluorescent orange or green or red. I would bet most, by most, I mean 99.99999% of squirt guns would never be confused by a logical person.
But they're,
real gun.
Those two words are important. In April, the Sylvania Police Department in Ohio went on Facebook and said, we have received multiple calls from concerned citizens who are mistaking the game for a real threat. They are begging everyone to knock it off, that some of the toy guns have been disguised to appear more realistic. They have been taken onto private property and public roadways. Quote, officers are dispatched to these incidents as weapons calls and are responding accordingly. They have called for an immediate cessation of the games, quote, in public areas.
But I remember when we were kids, Dana, and yes, I'm well aware it was the late 70s and early 80s, we would play war in our neighborhood. And everybody would dress up in their dad's fatigues, which were way too big. And we had little fake machine guns that looked like M16s that were, as from a distance, you would think they were real. Up close, you would realize they were plastic. Nobody ever called the cops.
You would never do that today.
No, we wouldn't. But we would play war throughout our entire neighborhood, hiding behind the corners of everybody's house, in the bushes, out in the field. You know, I mean, I remember digging a hole in a field and I hid in it. That's how serious we got at 12, playing this stupid game. You could never, ever do that today. When did it change? The 90s?
But it's not the game, as we've mentioned.
The 90s.
It's the overreactive neighbors. I mean, you see a kid hiding behind a bush, and your first thought is they're trying to rob that house. Why?
Well, the first thought of this guy in New York when a DoorDash driver came to his house was to tell him to get off my lawn and shoot him in the back, allegedly. Why?
In Atlanta, the Paulding County Sheriff's Office is warning families. Now listen, law enforcement has faced some criticism for raising concerns, but police in Atlanta are emphasizing the potential risks, quote, especially in communities where firearms are common.
Did you live on base, Scott? Yes, I did. Fort Hood.
So what do we want? Do we want kids going and playing outside and having fun with their classmates
Great
and
point.
Friends, or do we want to force them inside on a screen?
Great point, Sam.
Which do we want to complain about
and,
more?
And I would point out, I mean, in this age of 24/7 nonstop news information, have several kids been injured playing this end of the year Assassin's game?
Why can't they just say no backyards? No neighborhoods. Now then the question becomes, where do you do it?
Exactly.
Because you can only spray them driving down the highway at 70 miles an hour. You
no.
must be leaning out of the vehicle with your seatbelt on.
Only at a stoplight where I'm going to jump out of my car.
But you know what I'm saying.
It's I think, a relatively harmless game. It's fun for the kids. There's money involved. Do some get a little bit too involved?
They come up with elaborate.
Yes, they do.
I remember one of my daughters saying, if the doorbell rings, do not answer it. I don't care who it is. It's someone trying to squirt me.
Mm-hmm. But we have millions of kids every year playing this game, and a handful get hurt. And it's like, well, we've got to stop. We've got to stop this game. I mean, we're talking about a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the kids who play this game. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Let's go to Jacob in Platte City. Jacob, good afternoon. Hello.
What up, Scott?
What up?
So, all the old heads may get mad at me for saying this, and I really don't care. They're the ones who are, and you guys kind of touched on this, and I hear it a lot. These kids don't get out and play. They're always on their screens. They're always whatever. And the moment kids go outside and play, they're the first ones to call the cops because the kids are outside. Man, they're outside making noise, blah, blah, blah.
Well, they're playing basketball too late in the evening.
Right. I think these are the same people that complain about pickleball courts and golf courses, even though they bought a house next to one that was already there.
I said the same thing yesterday on a completely different topic, Jacob.
You know what I think has happened over the years, and I've long argued that Generation X may be the whiniest, worst generation, of which you and I are both members, of all the generations that have existed in the modern era. And here's why. We have, as Generation X, as crazy as we once were back in the 70s and 80s, on our bicycles without helmets, taking ramps in the middle of the street, playing hockey in the middle of the street, car,
right.
All the things that we used to do. Come home, mom would tell us.
Self-monitored.
Yeah. Mom, what time do I need to be home for dinner? When the street lights come on. That was your curfew. When the street lights come on. You all know it to be true if you're Gen X. Everything I've just said is 100% true. Yet, as we got older and more curmudgeon-y, we forgot what it was like to be a kid, to play basketball in the driveway at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, to ride your bicycle without a helmet on, to run around the neighborhood playing war.
I would prefer the kids do wear helmets when they're riding bicycles.
Well, and that's fine. That's fine.
We also didn't have people with their noses in their cell phones driving the way our kids do today.
And that's true, too.
Do they need to be wrapped in bubble wrap?
Yes.
But we didn't back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And that's my argument. Generation X has forgotten what it was like to be a kid and to want to play basketball or play football in the middle of the street and only get over when a car was coming down the block.
I mean, I was lucky enough. I had that similar upbringing. There were a couple of kids on my block that were similar in age, and we would play kick the can and tag and run through backyards. Mm-hmm. All of the backyards were fenced. We would hop the fences in our neighbors' backyards. They never once called the cops. Sometimes they'd come out and be like, hey, don't hurt yourself.
I
but that was it.
I live in a strip of homes that are probably about 6 or 7 homes long where there is not a single fence in anybody's backyard. And I love it. I love it. And I was telling the story yesterday when we were talking about the guy down in Leawood with the
fence
down to the pond, you know, who, get off my lawn, get out of here. Kids walk through my backyard every single day, and it doesn't bother me one bit. What are they doing? Are they taking away my property rights? They're stepping on grass. Grow up. And not the kids. I'm talking to the homeowners that have a problem with that.
I mean, we used to run around our neighborhood having airsoft wars. These were airsoft guns that were black. They had the orange tip on the end.
Also not a good idea.
Nobody ever called the cops.
I will say this. Do you remember the interview we did with the Mission police officer who came within 1,000th of 1,000th of 1,000th of 1,000th millimeters of pulling just enough pressure on that trigger to shoot and kill a kid who was playing war in the woods with another kid?
It was Merriam, because it was in the Nottingham Forest.
Someone called 911 and said there are two guys shooting each other in the backyard. Yep. They were kids playing war.
That's correct.
And the officer said we had the officer in studio, and I'll never forget it. He said his life flashed before his eyes. He just at the very, very last millisecond saw the orange tip.
Yeah.
And the other gun, I recall, Scott, had been blackened over.
They had used a Sharpie to black out the orange tip.
And he said, this was the day that I almost killed someone's child.
Yeah. And if you want to make it, I don't know if we need to make it a law, but just a common practice, that any fake gun that would be used by kids to play war in the woods or whatever, if you want to tell me that they need to be a certain color, okay, yellow or... Now, the kids are going to paint it something because yellow would be easy to see in the woods and would give away their location. But if you want to make them, you know, I don't want to say green or black, which would be camouflage colors, but, you know, burnt orange, okay?
And we're going to get everyone to do that? I mean, you start to see how ridiculous legislate this would be.
Well, I understand that. And maybe it's not legislation. Maybe it's just an industry-wide decision. We're going to make everything burnt orange if it's a fake gun. Courtney in Liberty. Hello, Courtney.
Hello, guys. Okay, I have the craziest story about this and the terror that I was subjected to because of this game. So I work at a restaurant. I'm 40 years old, and I haven't heard of this game before. My kids are 8 and 10. So my car was in the shop, and I had a teenager take me home one night. This was exactly a year ago today because it was in my memories today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. That's so funny. So she's taking me. We're walking out to the parking lot, and she's like, hold on. I just have to clean out my back seat. I'm like, okay. And I'm on my phone. I'm not paying attention. The next thing I know, I see somebody come out of her back seat, like they open up the door, and then I see her screaming and just running in terror. So I run. I think that she's behind me. I have no idea what's going on at this point. I just see somebody pop out of her back seat with a gun, and she runs. I think that she's behind me, but she's running the opposite direction, and I turn around, and she's not behind me, and I'm like, I have to go save this girl. So I like run over there. I'm like towards the parking lot. I've never ran so fast in my life ever. And then I see them. They're like, and then I'm like, are they laughing? Like, what is happening right now? So I'm halfway across the parking lot, and they're literally like just laughing at each other and just like shooting each other with these squirt guns. And I get up there, and I'm so out of breath, and my hands are like on my knees. I'm like, what is happening right now? She's like, it's the Assassin's Game. I'm like, what is the Assassin's Game? Like, I thought that somebody was in your backseat to kidnap you. Like, it was seriously. And not only did that happen, that he was in her backseat and I thought they were going to be kidnapped, he followed her all the way to my house and was driving erratically on the highway, hoping that she would somehow, I don't know, stop on the side of the highway. So it eventually got to the point to where her parents were like, hey, like, I'm going to call his parents to let him know that he needs to stop doing this on the highway. But
amen.
It was terrifying, you guys. And I think the game is a great idea. But after what I went through with that, of just seeing somebody pop out of, this is nighttime, by the way, this is like 11 o'clock at night in Riverside, seeing somebody pop out of somebody's back seat like that and chase after them and listen to them scream, I thought that something bad was going to happen. Like, what if I would have had a gun? Or what if somebody else would have had a gun and, like, tried to, like, defend her? It was so terrifying.
Courtney,
and
that's why, I know, that's,
about it.
That's why police departments are saying, can we please stop?
Stop what? Letting kids be kids and have fun?
Is there a way to do an Assassin's game that does not involve a squirt gun? Like,
no, that's part of the assassinate.
Like flag football, where you have to put both hands on their back. Well, that could be assault. Is there a way that we could do something that does not involve a squirt gun,
now
Sam?
We're just full on tackling people in the parking lot?
Let's have a beatdown. Maybe bring a baseball bat. I don't know if we're gonna have time.
Down goes Chrissy. Ooh,
and the people's elbow.
That's gonna be road rash.
People's elbow.
No. Squirt guns are the most logical solution here.
What is there? Is there not something that could be?
It's not broken. Don't fix it.
Yeah.
Like a balloon on a stick, and you have to whack somebody with the balloon.
Well, what happens when you whack them with the stick? That's called battery.
Yeah.
Actually, it's called aggravated battery.
That would be a weapon at that point. It's an assault stick.
It's not even battery.
The good news is you want assassins. The bad news is you look like a pirate and you have to wear patch for the rest of your life.
Jeff in Tonganoxie. Jeff, I mean, we're talking about water here.
Sorry.
Stop smoking.
No, I don't smoke. I got a chest cold. I quit smoking 21 years ago.
Good for you.
So, Scott, you and I are about the same age. I'm a year older than you, but, you know, I grew up, you know, we were playing war, and, you know, we actually shot each other with BB guns and pellet guns, but... When I was in high school, we actually played, we call it dacha, but it was the same concept. But I actually had a plastic knife that looked like a real knife that would retract. And I'd go up and stab people with it. But, you know.
Well, good idea.
Well, but the blade retracts into the handle when it makes contact with
the
human.
You don't know that at the time as the stabbing recipient.
I had the same knife. My mom bought that for me.
Oh, that's half the fun, scaring the crap out of each other, you know. And but the, you know it, and then it was the same concept. But I worked at a fast food restaurant for a little while. Well, it was a pizza joint, and that some of the kids there played that game. It was the Assassin's game, and I was like, oh, okay, so it's you know, and I understood it because it reminded me when I was a kid and we played it.
I've got it.
It was kind of cool.
I've got the idea. But, it's brilliant. Yeah. Wait, I've got it. Instead of squirt guns that can be mistaken or misinterpreted for an actual weapon, we give them the little, what do you put water in it? You use it to spray your plants, or to spray a cat when they're being bad.
You'd literally have to get within 12 inches.
No, you give everyone a squirt bottle because no one is going to misunderstand a gun when it is a squirt bottle.
Jeff?
I put him on hold.
Oh.
Sam, come on. Meet me halfway here.
No, squirt gun is the only logical solution. Also, you're never going to stop the game from happening. What are you going to do, criminalize it? What law are they breaking?
No, I'm going to just say, if the police departments would just say, work with us here, we'll get you squirt bottles.
And who's going to pay for that, the taxpayer?
A squirt bottle at the dollar store isn't even a dollar.
Well, at Mill Valley High School, there are roughly 400 seniors.
Okay. It's a lot of squirt bottles.
And I don't know what it is in
Shawnee Mission
West and
Shawnee Mission
South.
I am going to start a company called SafeSeniorSquirtBottle.com.
What's it called?
SafeSeniorSquirtBottle.com. Boom. You're welcome.
I'm going to start up a website called MyCoHostIsCrazy.com. Let's see who gets more visitors. 913-586-7798. By the way, Dana, Jaws turns 50 this year, as I'm sure you're well aware.
Oh, yeah.
They are re-releasing it in theaters between August 29th and September 4th. Alamo Drafthouse Cinemas are the main cinemas where you can see
it. You have to go because seeing that film on the big screen is a completely different experience. The shark is like 9 stories tall.
And still made of plastic.
No, you'll crap your pants when that thing pops out of the water, I assure you.
I'll probably laugh so loud I'll crap my pants.
You will not.
Steve in North...
Laugh at someone's severed leg. That's completely normal.
Laughing so hard I crap my pants?
Yes!
Why would you say that? Did I laugh and crap my pants before?
I don't know. You just said it like it's something that happens. I've never once laughed so hard that I nearly...
Okay, we're good. I got
released
it.
A load into my pants.
Well, after what I smelled in that studio yesterday, I'm surprised you didn't.
Sure about that.
Steve in North Kansas City. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, we just saw Monty Python's 50th anniversary just the other night up here.
Nice.
That was fun. Yeah. Well, you were talking about how did Generation X get curmudgeonly. And I was thinking maybe it started with all the stupid little lawsuits when the kid would get hurt on the neighbor's trampoline or the neighbor's pool.
Yeah.
And I think it's not so much it's the fear of the lawsuit. You know, I'd love to have the neighborhood kid wants to mow my lawn, but I'm like, if he gets hurt mowing my lawn, who are they going to sue? So I think it's a lot of, not necessarily totally that reason, but I think there's a back of your head kind of a reasoning for how we kind of got a little bit, at least a step towards the total curmudgeon type of a thing.
All right.
That was just my point.
All right, buddy. Dawson in Lawrence, you get the last word. Hello, Dawson.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
Hey, so I just wanted to weigh in on the whole squirt gun topic. So back when I was in high school, I say that like it was a long time ago, but I graduated last year. So we did this. It was similar to the senior assassin thing with the water guns, but we did Nerf battles, right? And my junior year, I was playing, and my buddy went out to my other buddy's house to eliminate him, right? And he got the cops called on him. They pull up, and guns drawn and everything. And I heard the story from him, and I felt so bad for him because he was shaken up. Like, he was rattled. But, yeah.
I can imagine you were shaken up and rattled.
You know, to hear a young man say, I graduated high school last year and I'm coming up on my 40th.
You know what he needs in his
life? High school reunion.
SafeSeniorSquirtBottle.com.
It's still a misleading name. I'm not.
And where would they go? Would they go to the police station? Would they check it out like a library book?
It's a commemorative gift that you get to keep at the end of your senior year.
Compliments of the city taxpayers.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, quick break for the news. Dan has that coming your way in 2 minutes. She is Dana Wright. He is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. When we return, between 1 and 10, how badly does Johnny want to go see Air Supply?
Oh! Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.